Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we say all of you are producers of the show, and we encourage you to go to the You Produce section of our website, WNYC.org, and submit your ideas. And thanks go today to listener Ronnie Ann Himmel of Brooklyn for our next segment on the blossoming of the Brooklyn blog. In the last couple of years, local neighborhood blogs, sometimes called place blogs, have become such a phenomenon in Brooklyn that some have nicknamed the borough Bloglin. And now I welcome the editors of three Brooklyn neighborhood blogs to the show, Jeremy Sapienza of Bushwick BK, Louise Crawford of Only the Blog Knows Brooklyn, and Petra Seimeister of Bed-Stuy Blog. So Jeremy, Louise, Petra, welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
And listeners, we'd like to hear from you. Do you read these things, or do they write for themselves? Do you have a favorite Brooklyn blog? Maybe you have a blog of your own. Give us a call and tell us about it at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or leave a comment on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Louise, how do you explain the blossoming of the Brooklyn blog?
I think that there are a lot of writers in Brooklyn, a lot of mainstream and alternative journalists, a lot of people who are passionately interested in their neighborhoods, in their real estate, in the city planning that's going on around them. And there are a lot of people who are freelance who work on computers, graphic designers, writers, computer programmers, who can check in. And you and blogs are very entertaining and an interesting way to keep up with what's going on.
Petra, why yeah. Brooklyn?
I totally agree with you, Louise. I also think, though, that there are a lot of people who are new to their neighborhoods, and they are coming into these neighborhoods with so much interest, and they want to know more, and they want to spread the word about their newfound neighborhoods, and I think that lends itself to a lot of blogging.
And we have one person who hasn't weighed in yet. Jeremy, why Brooklyn?
The two of them pretty much already said everything I could have said, but I guess people who move to Brooklyn are just really interested in community in general, but there might also just be more opinionated in general. So,
what inspired each of you to start your blog? I'm curious. Petra?
I started my blog because when I moved into Brooklyn, I didn't know anybody there. And I didn't know where the dry cleaner was. I needed to know where there was a decent restaurant that didn't sell fried food. I needed to know where the gym was, like all of these things.
So it's blogging as welcome wagon.
Yes, it was my welcome wagon to the new people, and as well as to residents who may not know about new things that are going on.
And so what would I see typically on your blog on a given day?
You'd probably see some news that you might think, you might wonder why it's there, like brand new bus shelters and things like that. But you'll also find a platform for community organizing. Today I posted about makeshift community library. Somebody had tons of books. They wanted to set up a library, and so we decided to post about this because the folks near the Macon branch don't have their library right now because it's under renovations. So it's sort of community activism. It's new stores and businesses opening, all of that sort of thing.
Jeremy, how about yours?
Well, I not so much with the activism on mine. I'm not really. It just frankly, it doesn't really interest me that much. Mm. But I liked what happened. The reason that I started my blog is that I was moving to Bushwick, and I kept searching online for local media of any kind, and there just wasn't any. There are a couple of hipster blogs that deal only with like emo concerts and things like that, but there was just nothing about Bushwick at all. So I just decided I'd start mine, and I think I filled a really big gap in the, I guess, blogosphere, and so that's why, you know, all the traffic just kind of defaulted to mine because I'm talking about Bushwick. But
what does the BK stand for? Your blog is called Bushwick BK. I presume
Brooklyn.
It's not Burger King.
No, Brooklyn.
Oh, BK, right, BK.
Yeah, only because Bushwick.com was taken and the guy is Flake who owns it and won't respond to requests to buy it. So I ended up in Bushwick BK.
BushwickBK.com. And Louise Crawford of Only the Blog Knows Brooklyn.
Well, when I started the blog in 2004, and it was pretty early days in the blogosphere, so I didn't really know what my blog was going to be, and it felt like I was writing a message in a bottle and throwing it out to sea. I really didn't even expect anyone to read it. And at that point, I'm a writer, so it was writing, and I was just writing about writing about my life, but kind of like a fictional story, like a sitcom almost, Smart Mom and all the characters in my life and my family. But then in January of 2005, I realized it really needed to be more of a place blog, a hyper-local, what's going on in Park Slope, because I'm one of those people that sort of talks to everybody and knows a little bit about a lot of things, and just sort of downloading a lot of that information on the blog proved to be very useful. So my sense of responsibility on my blog is it's the scoop du jour, the daily word on sort of the zeitgeist of what's going on in my neck of the woods, in Park Slope, on my block, on 7th Avenue, in my family, and in my mind. So so I touch on a lot of things like that matter to other people, like education, cultural events, books, politics. It just seems to be useful. I don't put in things that are such minutia that they're not going to have some interest to others. But if it's going on in my life and in my community, I assume it might be interesting to others.
We are talking with three Brooklyn bloggers, since there's such a concentration of blogs. There's actually, somewhere on the web, there's a map of where bloggers are located in the metro area. And they are so concentrated in, I guess, really Western Brooklyn, close into Manhattan, Brooklyn, that it's really striking. And we have three of those bloggers with us: Jeremy Sapienta of Bushwick BK, Louise Crawford of Only the Blog Knows Brooklyn, and Petra Seimeister of Bed-Stuy Blog. And some of the blogs in Brooklyn were born in response to development, and a whole number of them in response to the Atlantic Yards Project in particular. And we have briefly on the phone with us right now Lumi Raleigh, who edits another blog, which is called No Land Grab, Atlantic Yards related. Lumi, thanks a lot for joining us on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
So how did your blog get started? Obviously, you didn't want the Atlantic Yards Project.
Actually, the blog was started by a group of people who formed together in the early days, even before the project was announced, to fight the project. And eventually, we just found that there was a lack of information there, and so we ended up creating this website, and the news, our news links, turned out to be the most popular service that we offered. So basically,
when you say news links, what do you mean exactly?
Well, basically, No Land Grab is a comprehensive information portal on Atlantic Yards, and since if you read, if you get your news source from like the New York Times or from one or two papers, you're not getting the total picture. So what we would do is we would link to all these different news items, and eventually when as like shows like yours started covering the issue, or magazines would write about it, we would link to them as well. We also link to other bloggers who cover the issue. For instance, our popular feature on our blog is the blog Atlantic Yards Report. And so what we, basically, as Jeremy pointed out, about filling a gap, the Atlantic Yards Project is so complex and controversial that we feel like it hasn't been covered in a comprehensive manner. So we're filling the void by making it comprehensive.
And doing it with an anti-Atlantic Yards tilt, or do you think you're down the middle?
No, what we do is that we'll put up anything. We'll put up any point of view, because even if you're against the project, I think you have to understand what people are saying, people who are for the project are saying. But, it comes across as having an anti-Atlantic Yard slant, because I feel like many people feel like the project is symptomatic of many of the problems that exist in city and state government. So whether it's massive taxpayer funding,
right,
lack of transparency, putting arenas and stadiums before school, eminent domain for private gain, so all those things tend to get all we sort of cover the whole gamut.
Lumi, Brian, I think when the history of Brooklyn blogging is written, it will be noted that the rise of Brooklyn blogging and the Atlantic Yards issue and the use of the blog in that issue sort of
happened at the same time.
Kind of. It was just sort of a confluence of events, and it really made people – there were a lot of emails going out initially, emails with information, and then the blog.
But let me get Petra in on this, because, Petra, I have no idea – what position, if any, you take on Atlantic Yards and Bed-Stuy Blog. But
I prefer it to be that way.
What? You prefer it to be that way.
Yes.
But one of the criticisms that people have, or at least observations, of the concentration of bloggers in inner Brooklyn is that, well, who generally has the time and the resources to be a blogger? They tend to be mostly white, mostly middle-class people. And that's going to be, you know, by and it doesn't break down completely neatly in the Atlantic Yards controversy, but to some degree tends to break down along those lines. So it would tend to be the anti-Atlantic Yards people who would be blogging a lot. Do you have any thought about the larger question there or that in particular?
You know, Brian, I have to say, I really have tried to avoid that. You know, I have wanted to try to stay out of that in my neighborhood, even though I have been involved in some sort of activism. That's the one larger issue that I see both sides on. So I had tried to avoid it. So
Brian,
I'd like to continue that.
Louise, go ahead.
I think that issue is being addressed. The fact that it's a limited group that's blogging at this point. And it's being addressed. There was this Brooklyn Blog Fest, which was a gathering of all the Brooklyn bloggers. Anyone who heard about it was welcome. Space was limited, but we had about 130 people there. And one of the things that came out of the Brooklyn Blog Fest is something called the Brooklyn Roadshow. And the idea is that one Sunday a month, a core group of bloggers, whoever, is going to go. We're going to go out to neighborhoods in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. all over, and we're doing Bed-Stuy in September.
That's right.
And Bushwick, we're just going to do it. You know, get out to all the neighborhoods.
And so I guess people can get information about how to join in if they want to join in on
this
face to face.
That's exactly what we want. The last one was in Greenpoint, which is an active area of blogging. A very interesting area of blogging.
So on any of your blogs, people can probably find this information. I want to thank Lumi Raleigh for calling in from the
no
blog
land
called
grab.
No Land Grab. Thanks a lot. Now, you know what? We're running out of time so fast, but let me get a few people in here real quick on which blogs they read. Dory in Williamsburg, you have 15 seconds. What do you read and why?
I read Product Shop NYC, and I read it
Product Shop?
NYC,
uh-huh.
And it's a blog that covers, you know, the New York music scene, but it also has a lot of political coverage, both local and national, and I like that combination.
Thank you. Heather in Greenpoint, you're on WNYC.
All right.
Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Hi, Heather.
Hey.
As it happens, I was actually the person to organize the Greenpoint meetup, so, yeah, my blog is called NewYorkShitty.com, and actually my website of choice for information is the Gowanus Lounge. I believe that blogs are replacing the role that neighborhood newspapers used to have.
And Heather, I'm gonna leave it there because I want to get one more person in. I'm sorry to cut that short. Anthony in Queens, you're on WNYC. 15 seconds.
Hi, Brian. I just wanted to say there has to be coincidence between the fact that the highest number of gentrification numbers also has the highest number of blogs. It can't just be wealth, because then you would respect more Manhattanites.
Jeremy, any thought on that real quick?
I think he's probably right. It's just people who blog tend to be able to work at home, and those kind of people tend to be gentrifiers, I suppose.
All right. Thanks to our callers. Thanks to Jeremy Sapienza of BushwickBK.com, Louise Crawford of Only the Blog Knows Brooklyn. com, and Petra Seimeister of BedStuyBlog.com. Keep on blogging. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
for having me.
And listeners, we talked about Brooklyn blogs just now, but we'd like to know about your favorite Queens, Staten Island, Bronx, or Manhattan blogs for another segment. Post your favorites at WNYC.org.